Once again, this is Jim Rao, your host, Gather the Outcast Radio Ministry. Great to be with you today. Great to have you in that listening audience. We come to you each and every Sunday at this time by the grace of God. We're in our 20th year now bringing these messages to you, and we hope you enjoy the messages. We hope you appreciate them. We thank the Lord for this radio station and for all the prayers and provision, and most of all for you, the listener, for those of you who have tuned in for this broadcast for many years. We say thank you to you. And if this is your first time listening today, we say welcome to you. We hope you come back each and every Sunday and make this a regular stop on your Sunday worship schedule. Today, we're going to be talking about deliverance, and this is part three in a series of messages we've been talking about freedom from strongholds, freedom from addiction, freedom from oppression, and we're going to get into this in depth here in just a minute. So if you have your Bible there, turn it to Luke chapter 4. We're going to start in verse 16. Well, once again, this is Jim Rao, your host, Gather the Outcast Radio Ministry. Great to be with you today. Before we get into the message, just want to give you a brief update what's going on here in Kenya. We just finished a great project, painted the roof of the children's home, spent a week and a half doing that. It was needing it. The roof was starting to get rusty, and so we praise God for good finish to that project, safety, and we thank the Lord for all of the provision for the projects. We invite you to partner with the projects. We have a school project in mind. We want to build a primary school for the children of Makunda, grades 1 through 8. And so we've started on it. We have the septic tank all finished, the septic system finished. And so we invite you to partner with us on that project. We're asking the Lord for $300,000 to build a primary school and get these children from Makunda. Many of them drop out of school in grades 6 through 8, and they end up just digging on their shamba. They don't, a lot of them have any kind of higher education. And so we want to put them in a school, teach them the good foundation of the ABCs, and at the same time, steep them in the Bible stories, steep them in a good Christian environment, and so that they will understand and know about Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. So if you can help us with that project, pray about it, contact me, pureprairie@hotmail.com, pureprairie@hotmail.com, and I can fill you in on details, get you pictures of the blueprints, all of that, and we would love to have you partner with us on that school project. Pray about your part, and we thank you for that. Well, today we're going to be talking about deliverance, and this is part three in a series, and every single person needs to understand about deliverance, because as you go through life, everybody will have bondage in some way or another. You might only be addicted to Chiefs football or some kind of activity on the internet, pornography, or even Facebook can become an addiction. And then there's many more destructive addictions, drugs, alcohol, all kinds of sexual perversion, sexual addictions. And so the Lord wants to free us up from oppression, free us up from bondage. And so it's important that we understand the basics of deliverance. And you have to understand as you go through life that there is a battle going on for your soul, and there is a battle that comes from the enemy, Satan, and his minions and his demons. And so he is the enemy of your soul, and he will try to do everything that he can to tear you away from your destiny, tear you away from your walk with God. And so that is, the battle is not against flesh and blood, but it's against powers and principalities and rulers of darkness, spiritual forces of wickedness in the heavenly places. And so as we go through life, we make soul ties with the demonic realm. We make agreements with the demonic realm through different activities and things that we do. Sometimes it's also generation curses, things handed down to us through our generations, through our ancestors. And so we get attached to the demonic realm, and we need to get detached through the blood of Jesus. We get detached through the bondage breaker, Jesus Christ, and we can move forward then without the baggage, without the attachment to the demonic realm, trying to tear us away from our destiny and our calling. And so in every situation, we need to look to Jesus Christ. He went to the cross and he shed his perfect, precious blood for us. And his blood gives us the freedom. His blood sets us free. Whom the Son sets free is free indeed. And so his blood sets us free from the curses of the enemy, from the attachments of the enemy, from the bondage and the chains of the enemy. And so we need to look to Jesus, trust him, and he will keep your path straight, acknowledge him in all your ways, and he will lead you in the path that you need to be on. Well, we're going to look at Luke 4, chapter 4, verse 16, and this is Jesus Christ as he begins his ministry, and it starts in verse 16. And so he had came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up, and as was his custom, he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day and stood up to read. And he was handed the book of the prophet Isaiah. And when he opened the book, he found the place where it was written. And then this in verse 18 starts the prophecy that was written by the prophet Isaiah some 800 years before Jesus walked the earth. And so Jesus is just repeating or reading in the scroll. He's reading the prophetic words that Isaiah spoke back 800 years prior, and Jesus Christ is the embodiment or the fulfillment of this scripture. And we'll get to that here in just a minute. But it says, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and recovery of sight to the blind, and to set at liberty those who are oppressed, and to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord." And then he closed the book, and he gave it back to the attendant, and sat down, and the eyes of all who were in the synagogue were fixed upon him. And he began to say to them, "Today this scripture is fulfilled in your hearing." That's verse 21. We're going to stop right there. "Today this scripture is fulfilled in your hearing." And so Jesus Christ said, "I am the fulfillment of this scripture. I am the embodiment, the spiritual and physical embodiment of that scripture." And this pertains to us because he lists about six things here that have to do with breaking free from the bondage of the enemy, breaking free from the plans and the attachments that the enemy comes in and attaches to your soul, and he takes you off of your destiny. Some of you have been going around the mountain for years with the same addictions, tearing you away from God. You have no desire to seek God. You have no desire to read your Bible, no desire to pray. You have no desire to join a fellowship or get into a good church where there's Bible studies and encouragement from other believers. And so this bondage that you're in, Jesus addresses it here through the prophet Isaiah. And so we're going to take these things one at a time, starting with to preach the gospel to the poor. We're going to start right there and go down the list of these things that Jesus reads. Well, to bring it to a personal level for you and me today, you have to understand that we have the authority to break the bondage, to break the captivity. We have the authority because Jesus gave it to the disciples. Matthew 28, 18 and 19, he said, "All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth." And then Jesus said to the disciples, "Go into all the nations, baptizing in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, teaching all that I have commanded you, and lo, I will be with you always, even unto the end of the age." And so Jesus was given the authority by God. He gave that authority to the disciples, and we are disciples here in 2025. We are disciples in the same way that those disciples who were sitting there with Jesus on that day, they were disciples. He was giving them the commission. He was giving them the charge to go to the nations and teach all that he had commanded them. And so that is the charge that we have, and we also have the authority. Beloved, understand that you have the authority. If you're a born-again believer in Christ Jesus, you have the authority to cast out demons, to heal the sick, to raise the dead, to cleanse the lepers. You have the very same authority that Jesus Christ had and had been given to him by his Father. And we have the same authority, not only over other people in your life, your children, your spouse, or people that you minister to, or just people that you work with or mingle with on a daily basis, but you have authority over yourself, over your soul, over your body, over your environment. You have authority to cast out demons. You have authority to break the chains of bondage. And so you need to understand that you need to use that authority, to implement that authority, to put it into action, to manifest that authority in ways that kick the devil out of your life, get him out of your life, and take authority that God has given you, that Jesus Christ has given to you. Take authority and establish reign in your environment. Your kingdom reign, God's kingdom shall reign in your environment. And so that is God's plan for your life, that you not be a slave to the sin and you not be a slave to the devil, but you open up the door for God to come into your heart, come into your life, and take authority over the ways that the devil is sidetracking you. Well, so let's look at these one at a time. To preach the gospel to the poor, well, God wants you to preach the gospel. He wants you to preach it to the people around you. He wants you to preach it to your children. He wants you to preach it and be a minister of the gospel. That doesn't mean you have to come to Africa. You don't have to go to India or Asia. You have people in your life that need to know about the gospel. If you're a born-again believer, you should be reading your Bible every day, and you should know the gospel, at least some of it, and so you can preach the gospel to the poor. Well, that's not necessarily poor in terms of money. Maybe your friends don't have country club memberships. Maybe they don't have boats out on the lake, but they can be poor in spirit. That's what Jesus is talking about, preaching the gospel to the poor. And of course, we know Jesus did this. The masses and the multitudes followed him everywhere he went, and he sat down by the lake at the Galilee, and he preached the gospel to them. He sat down in the marketplace. He's standing here in the synagogue to preach. And so Matthew chapter 5, verse 3 said, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of God." What does that mean to be poor in spirit? It means that you are hungry for the things of God. That means you're poor in spirit. You're not rich in spirit. You're poor in spirit because you don't understand and you don't have the things of God. And so that is who we're supposed to be preaching to. And if you have the things of God, if you have riches of spirit in your life, give that away. Start to preach to people. Start to encourage people. If nothing else, get a Facebook account and post scripture on Facebook. And you can preach to the poor, and you can tell them about the kingdom of God. You can tell them what Jesus has done for your life, what the blood of Jesus has done for you, how it broke the chains off of your life, set you free from captivity. And so that is God's will for your life and for all of us, is that we start to share. We overcome the devil by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. And so when you have a testimony, which you will have if you have accepted Jesus Christ, you will have a testimony. And so we overcome the devil through the blood of the Lamb, through the blood of Jesus Christ and the word of our testimony. God wants you to open up your mouth and speak your testimony in front of people. You could even get a radio broadcast going. Why not? We could have radio programs all day long on Sunday just from local people sharing their testimony and local people preaching and teaching the word of God on the radio. And so this is something you can do, and he wants you to preach the gospel to the poor. And if you're poor in your own spirit, start preaching the gospel to yourself. Start reading God's word every day. Grab on to some scriptures, speak them and recite them by memory. Speak them to yourself, and you will start to see the chains break off of you. I tell you, when you read God's word every single day, your life will change and you will never be the same. You will never look back. You will go forward in the plans that God has for you. Well, secondly, Jesus said, he has sent me to heal the brokenhearted. Well, everybody gets a broken heart at some point in time. Everybody listening to me today, you've had a broken heart at some point in your life. You've had people betray you. You've had people sell you out or gossip about you or slander you. Or maybe you've been left by your spouse or your husband or your wife just betrayed you in ways you can't even imagine. And so in Psalm 34:18, it says, Jesus is near to the brokenhearted, and he saves those who have a contrite spirit or a broken spirit. Contrite means low down or humble or broken spirit. And so you can speak to yourself if you have a broken spirit, if you have a contrite spirit, if you've been betrayed and smashed and oppressed. You can speak to yourself, start reading through the Psalms. Some of them are very, very strengthening, very encouraging. If you've had betrayal in your life, if you've had divorce, if you've had people slander you and smash you down with their words, just start reading through the Psalms and you will be encouraged, you will be strengthened, and your heart will be healed, and you can go forward in confidence, in boldness, in the rest of your life. Well, the third thing Jesus said is to proclaim liberty to the captives. Well, he wasn't talking about people sitting in jail necessarily, or people sitting in prison, although that includes that segment of people. But what he's saying is people who are captive to addiction, people who are captive to chains of darkness. Many people are going to be walking into traps because of Halloween, and they're going to invite the demonic realm into their life through activities of Halloween. Many people go home and they spend hours and hours on their computer looking at pornography or in captivity somehow through their computer. And many people are turning to alcohol and drugs. We've had a fentanyl invasion into the USA in the last few years. Over 100,000 people have died from fentanyl overdose and other kinds of drug overdose. And so people are in captivity, and Jesus wants to give you liberty from the bondage that you're in. John 8:34, Jesus answered the Pharisees, "Most assuredly, I say to you, whoever commits sin is a slave to sin, and a slave does not abide in the house forever, but a son abides forever. Therefore, if the Son makes you free, you shall be free indeed." Then in John 8:31, then Jesus said to those Jews who believed him, "If you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed. And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." Beloved, again, start reading your Bible. If you don't have a daily habit of reading your Bible, start doing that. Read through the Bible. Start in the book of Genesis. Go all the way through to the book of Revelation. Or if you struggle to read the Bible, start in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, the four Gospels, and then go on to Acts and Romans. If you are depressed and discouraged, read the book of Psalms when you read the Bible, it will transform your life. Jesus said, if you abide in my word, you are my disciples. So when you start to abide in God's word, in the Holy Bible, when you start to abide in that word, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Your life will change when you start to abide in the word of God. Well, then the fourth thing Jesus said is recovery of sight to the blind. He wasn't necessarily talking about those who are physically blind, although it may include them. But in John 9:31, Jesus said, for judgment I have come into the world, that those who do not see may see, and those who see be made blind. And then some of the Pharisees who were with him heard these words and said to him, are we blind also? And Jesus had an answer for them. He said in John 9:41, and Jesus said to them, if you were blind, you would have no sin. But now you say, we see, therefore your sin remains. So I want you to see about your life what Jesus is saying, that we are sinners, that you are a sinner. The only way you can come out of your blindness is to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. And if you believe that you see without Jesus Christ, beloved, you are blind. That's what he's saying here. If you believe you see without Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you don't understand what's going on in this world. You don't understand the demonic realm. You don't understand your own sin. And so you are blind. But when you say, I know Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior, then your eyes will be opened. I'm reminded of a man that I prayed for out in Kilifi on the coast of Kenya. I was doing a crusade out there. They brought a man who was blind, sat him down on the front row. He had a walking stick and another man with him to guide him up to the altar. And when the time of the altar came, this man came up. I prayed for him, didn't see anything happen. He was blind, had an optic nerve going bad. His optic nerve had a pressure from a tumor in his brain. And the next morning, the pastor called and said he's starting to see lights and images. The brain tumor was not causing him pain. It was starting to shrink. And so God gave him an incredible miracle. He had come to Jesus so that he could see in the physical realm and in the spiritual realm. He had come to Jesus so that he could see. Well, the fifth thing Jesus said, to set at liberty those who are oppressed. And he's talking about oppressed by the devil. When you, even as a born-again believer, when you make agreements and attachments with the devil, you start to get oppressed. You start to get torment. The demons will start to torment you. They will start to harass you. It happens to every single person. It's going to keep happening until the last day that you're on this earth, the last breath you take. We're never free of temptation. We're never free of demonic oppression. And so Jesus wants you to be free. John 10:10, oppression by the devil. The thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. Jesus said, I have come to give life and to give life abundantly. And so seek the abundant life of Jesus Christ. And so the last thing Jesus said is to proclaim this, the acceptable year of the Lord. People say he was speaking at the time of the Jubilee, and he was proclaiming this, the acceptable year of the Lord. But I say to you today, 2025 and going into 2026, this is the acceptable year of the Lord. God wants to bless you. God wants to pour out his favor and his mercy upon you. God wants to prosper you. God wants you to see. He wants your eyes to be open so that you can see your condition, and he wants you to see the blessings and the favor and the provision that he has for you. He wants you to see the freedom and taste that freedom, taste and see that the Lord is good. He wants you to know that in your life, starting from this day forward and going forevermore. You can taste eternity. You can know eternity. You can know the glory of God here on this earth while you are walking here. You don't have to wait until you die till you go to heaven. You can experience heaven here on this earth. You can know the glory of God here on this earth. And you can do that starting today. Get in God's word. Start to pray every single day. Get in your secret place. Pray every day. Study God's word. Get in the fellowship. Put down your pride if you're not in a fellowship. Get in the fellowship and start to be encouraged and encourage other believers. People are walking the same path as you. Get in a fellowship and you will be strengthened. You'll be encouraged. And you will know that God is with you, that the Holy Spirit is with you, and you can defeat the enemy as he tries to destroy you in your life. If you've never confessed Jesus, that's where your walk starts. Confess him today as your Lord and Savior. Say, Jesus, I'm a sinner, and I want to repent. I ask you to forgive me. Receive the blood of Jesus, the washing, the cleansing of Jesus Christ. Find a good Bible-believing church. Find somebody to baptize you, wash you in, put you down in that water to represent the washing of your sins away by the blood of Jesus, and get in with some believers to study God's word together, and you'll be on your way to your new walk in the kingdom of God. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Well, Gather the Outcast is listener-supported radio ministry. We praise God for that. We invite you to be a part of supporting this ministry. Sit down today, write us out a note, let us know you're listening. Include prayer requests, include a check, box 92, Norton, Kansas, 67654. That's Gather the Outcast, box 92, Norton, Kansas, 67654. Check us out on PayPal at paypal.me/ Gather the Outcast. You can use your debit or credit card there, paypal.me/ Gather the Outcast. You can look at us on Facebook, facebook.com/ Jim Rao, and see pictures of the ministry here in Africa. Thank you for listening today. God bless you. Tune in again next week. Have a great week.